And we do have emergency traffic. Let's check in again now with Ricky Meeks.
We're looking at least a 30-minute drive time southbound I-15 between downtown and the South Interchange. It could be longer, and it's all due to this accident. It's been moved over to the left in the final cleanup stages, so the HOV lane is now open southbound I-15 after 4500 South. But it is going to take a while for these solid delays to clear out. More heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and Midvale. Northbound I-15 slow as you're going from Draper to Sandy, and southbound I-215's West Belt between California Avenue and the Maverick Center. Lynn Thomas.
And just a spot of slowing on the 201 freeway out toward Magna, 3500 South as well. As you head from Magna toward the city, it's a little bit slow from Magna down to about 5600 West. Over the point of the mountain, it's pretty good, but a little bit of slowing Thanksgiving Point about 2100 North, and then still got a stalled vehicle up there on I-80 westbound near Park City at the Park Summit exit. Mark?
Well, it looks like one of our KSL traffic troopers may be indicating that there is a wreck reported northbound I-15 right about 6 North as you leave downtown, and it does look like indeed you're delayed after that. Then you're going to be a little sluggish again approaching the North Interchange, and then it looks like it's already tightened up pretty good in Davis County between Farmington Highway 89 and up to Layton Hills Mall. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. RX Solar, Utah's largest solar company, offering special zero down, no interest and no payments for 12 months. Solar, it just makes sense. RXSolar.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on.